Zoom just told me we were recording.
Oh, yeah. We got none other than the lovely Ree Lewis tonight.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, gangsta? So we are discussing none other than the best moments of Conan O'Brien's various shows. And to do it, yeah, Ree Lewis is the admin of the shit posting group of Conan, and
we were just the creator, the masterminds.
I don't know, we're the master.
Not quite there. Some pennies missing. Some marbles are gone.
I lost my marbles when I was age 12. Boom.
I don't think I was born with any. So
better than me. Oh man, so. But before we start, we've talked enough about our ego. How did you get into this? And where was Conan broadcast in Canada? Was it on Comedy Channel reruns or was it on local broadcasters?
Conan, my first running into him was NBC. So up in Canada, we actually get a very large mix of American channels mixed in with our TV channels. So I have NBC, I have ABC. There's a TBS, all of that exists up here. The W network. So Conan originally was airing on NBC when I was quite young, and I didn't understand it when I was little. Most of us didn't.
We were just like, who is this guy? He's fearless.
Who's this weirdo driving his desk around a fake road with his friend? Why is there a bear with a diaper on him? What is happening? The weird sketches and Brian Stack and the writers. Bryce,
yeah.
Oh god. So my first initial foray was the original late night show, back when he took over in 93, I believe 93, 94.
I think you've heard all his podcasts and everything.
His podcast was actually where I really started getting into Conan, if you will.
I'm really surprised at how successful it's been.
He's been killing it. I'm so happy for him. He deserves the absolute best.
More R-rated language and more Sona and company roasting him.
100%. I also feel like the podcast was maybe the first large platform that it was able to show his personality and show who he was as a person and what he's been through, and his actual like personal sense of humor really started coming through with the podcast, because obviously with the shows, and I was full team Coco when Jay Leno tried to screw him over. My whole family was team Coco.
Totally, man.
Watched him move over to TBS and take that year off, and he did his tour and everything. Actually recently I just watched the Can't Stop documentary, which is about the year in between the tour.
It's so good.
And I had no idea how intense that tour was for him, and right. Sona's first foray as his assistant. So
it still holds up, even though it was that brief moment. I think I only kept up with it because there were just constant YouTube live shows. People were coming in and taping it with their phones.
There's lots of Conan running around and being Conan.
Yeah, totally. John Stewart does an interview. All kinds of people are just like, I don't know how to describe Conan, but I love every second I'm with him.
Exactly. The podcast was actually my first real understanding of Conan and everything around him. And I kind of backtracked a bit with the original late night show. I really wish they would release a full, because I know he has the rights to his body of work. I would love it. They released a box set of all the old shows and everything.
It would sell out. Just at least a compilation or something. Just like
something.
Take our best moments. So like, who can forget like when he was, I think, going away from NBC and going to TBS, and he just had even more bizarre compilations. It's like there'd be stagehands. It's like, well, what was the one skit? It's like they have Andy Richter. He's not wearing anything, and they just throw him onto a live stage.
That's Richter at his best.
Yeah, totally. And then people often forget about this. There was many moments where they just would have just like Jeff Goldblum just randomly visit and play like an angry version of himself, and he's just like tearing stuff up.
Oh my gosh, Jeff Goldblum destroying the last episode they did for the late night show before he moved over to TBS, and he like destroyed that fake painting and like was like burning money. it was just rage coming out.
Oh god.
Killed me. It absolutely killed me. But yeah, no, the podcast was definitely my I really like him. Like, always loved him, but I was like, actually get to see him as like a human being now instead of just like a talk show. But like all his weird little cameos that he always does, and you can just tell who his friends are. Yeah. Like Arrested Development, he's on there a couple times. Andy's on Arrested Development.
And then they were on Andy's podcast too that same year on Fox. It was like kind of a go-between, and it's just so funny how kind of like how Robin Quivers, you can't separate her from Howard Stern, same kind of deal. Andy, you can't separate him from Conan, even though they tried. He ended up just coming back after a while.
I'm actually surprised. I'm wondering if Andy has anything to do with the new HBO show, because they keep talking about it on the podcast.
I can't imagine him not being, because I mean, if he's producing his own podcast for the Team Coco, I have to imagine it's going to be mandatory. I mean, I think he also found out just the hard way, hey, you know, I know what I like and how other people do things. But did you by any chance hear his interview with Paget Brewster?
Yes, okay. I did.
Yeah.
Yes, and, I did.
I just found it interesting how they really went to town just talking about like everything wrong with current sitcomville. And when Conan then interviewed James Burrows, who, you know, helmed some of all the various hit sitcoms, Cheers and Will and Grace, it was like, see, this is kind of the problem. Too many of the people who are at their best aren't given a chance or any control, or they keep giving it to people who don't know how to do it and don't film it all that well. So it's not funny.
100%. Oh,
and he just kept saying it. It's a dance. And I think this is it. Conan keeps doing a dance. He keeps reiterating, hey, this is what we got going on. This is how we do things. This is why we're good at what we do.
I don't think Conan knows how to stop dancing. He's like the energizer buddy of comedians. I don't know how he keeps going, but he just keeps going. Like, even when they were talking on the latest podcast, that he came back from Thailand and was totally fine while he was there, but it was because he had to work. And the moment he came back and didn't have anything on his plate like that immediately needed him to do something, he's been like a zombie this whole week.
He really has.
And his body's hurting and he's feeling his age. And I'm like, ironic. He's going to be one of those comedians that is going to just go and go and go and go and go until he can't.
Totally. My father was always impressed by how fit he kept being. You know, he wasn't like Jimmy Kimmel or any of those other guys who were just slowly, you know, having to go to the gym. And
I think it's just because he doesn't eat and he just works all the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe his wife is just feeding him almonds and blueberries and he's not getting his McDonald's. I don't know what's happening to him.
I mean, if he is, he's doing a good job at offsetting it, because there's so many other ones where it's like you'll watch them and just like, yeah, but they're good at this and that, and the reason they can do this is probably because they apply themselves in the situation. Like, they don't they will, it's all worth it to them in terms of comedy, in terms of just outdoing themselves.
Yep. I just think Conan's always trying to one-up himself.
I think so, because it has to be boring if you just are constantly even told, like, we fucking love you. It's like, after a while, it's like,
it have you ever met him?
I wish I could have. I have several times wanted to go to a convention. Have you by any chance encountered any of them at some taping?
No, the only comedian I've met is Eddie Izzard. Absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely human being. I had a really great conversation with them. They were actually in Toronto during the pandemic, and I'm from Toronto. And I was at a Starbucks, and I noticed the barista talking to them. I was like, is that like, is that Eddie Izzard? And I've had the joy of seeing them live twice, here in Toronto, and then also I saw them in England when I lived there. And oh, wow. The loveliest person took their time with me, even took a photo with me during the pandemic, like moved 6 feet back and pulled their mask down. And it was just the sweetest little encounter. Such a lovely, lovely person. Super funny person just to speak to on a day-to-day too, which is really nice.
That's a good contrast, because it seems like so many other comedians, they're getting into unnecessary disputes and arguments, or they're just showing their true colors and it's like, wow, you're a piece of work.
And, yeah, you're not as nice as I thought you were.
And there's others, it's like, okay, well, this is beneath you, you know, that you know, don't pull a Michael Richards where the person is just like really not even trying to offend you and you went into it anyway. It's like, no, pull a Wayne Brady and just like be the bigger man and say, really? That's what we're doing today?
Yep. This is,
you know,
0 to 60 in 3 seconds. So one person I'd love to meet though would be Will Arnett. I would love to meet Will Arnett.
I am afraid of that man. I'm sure it would be very interesting. But yeah, I mean, seeing them be on Conan and then just do all other kinds of things, that kind of just informed me where they were as people and why they're so good at doing what they do. And all together, I mean, they're now, I mean, when he was on Smartless and he was joking around, he's like, hey, I'm producing this damn show, I'm giving you a hell of an interview, you gotta keep up. And I just thought that was the start. I was like, of course, there you go, Conan. It's just so funny when he goes back into that whole belittling, but I'm doing it with love, and while making a fool of himself. So then it's like, okay, so really, that there's no way anyone can be, you know, offended by you, because you're just so ridiculous.
He is the definition of ridiculous. I love listening to him just rip. Him and Bateman love to gang up on Sean Hayes on the podcast on Thrones.
Yes.
And they just had Bill Hader on.
Oh, I think I did see that one. Yeah.
It's so good. It's such a good episode. But it just makes me realize, like, these are the people that Conan keeps around. These are the people that love and adore Conan. And there's reasons behind it. They like his. I feel like he gave these people the confidence and understanding of, oh, I can go be myself in the comedy world. There is room for me not to be an asshole and actually be a good person, but still be able to make jokes and take the piss and be able to like have that little bit of like an edgy, self-deprecating, but also like friend-deprecating sense of humor.
That was the reason I knew that word. It's because they kept using deprecating. It.
Thank you, Conan, for the vocabulary. But just like even understanding like his vast network, like the podcast is called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I don't think he realizes how many friends he has. Like, does he know?
I don't think he did. I think he was too busy being told to shut up by his wife.
100%.
Do you think he'll ever, for lack of a better word, bring back the whole, as like there was Twitter tracker and then there was like fan corrections, and that just always made me hollering, because like, how's he going to wiggle his way out of this one? What bullshit is he going to pull out of his
head? We need to put him into some interesting scenarios, I feel. I wish, like, my biggest hope is that he does a variety show. I know he's doing a traveling show with HBO right now, but I also feel like him in a sketch comedy show and him being able to have full control over something like that would just be like just in his wheelhouse.
He should be a guest host on Whose Line.
Oh my God, he'd be amazing on Whose Line.
They probably don't pay enough for his rate though. I mean, no.
Can we just have a Conan's Whose Line? Can we just start his own?
He picks an actual talent guy, and in a way, everybody wins. Like,
yeah,
if they don't make the finalists, it could be like a crowdfunder. Like
Will Arnett, Paul Rudd, Bill Hader. Let's get, you know, Andy Samberg. Let's get some SNL guys on here that he knows. Who else would be really funny? Kevin Nealon.
it could totally
Even like a charity event. Like
a charity event. Everybody wins.
I pay money.
Because we've discovered so many different like stand-up comedians just when they would do a set on occasion. And
yeah,
you would always be able to tell why they picked them. It's like, yeah. That's really Conan clever.
Found and supported so many comedians.
So many.
Like, he's even responsible for some actors at this point for being on his show back the in the day.
Guys, intern. Yeah.
Yeah, all of the Office guys.
SNL, every other person, yeah.
Like, it's just crazy, just the amount of careers he's started, like the connections that he's made, the friends that he's built over the years, and like his inner circle's got to be, I'd love to be at one of his Christmas parties just as a fly on the wall. Can somebody put me, I don't care if I'm serving hors d'oeuvres, somebody
I don't care if it's there. Them on their rudest day, all will be forgiven because we know how just wacky they can be.
Like, you know, that's just bit after bit after bit and no one is stopping. Like, yeah. Dana Carvey, put him in there, like, let's go.
Dana would be great. Anytime they've called Dion Cole is like, Dion's his own special kind of weird that you just love.
Oh my gosh. Just even like hearing his engineers and everyone on the podcast now, I feel like Everyone has a mic. Everybody's got a mic now, except for maybe Adam. Poor Adam still doesn't have a mic. I don't know if that's because Conan just doesn't want to hear from poor Adam.
I think he wants to just keep him in suspense and just have a reason to just shout over to him saying, hey!
I want to hear Jeff Ross! That's all I
want to hear. You know, I actually used to work at internet radio, and let me be honest, there are some total douchebags who have no off filter. They're just as big a douche on the radio as they are, you know, off screen. So it is just cool to know when you can see someone who's people can stand to be around, you know.
Literally. Jordan Slansky, where's that guy? What's he doing? That's what they should do. That's another podcast. He's just
so serious every time.
Can we have a weekly checkup on Jordan Slansky in his spare time? Has he turned into espresso yet? I'm concerned. We need to worry about this man.
I am afraid that they drive him way too crazy sometimes.
Like, if that's Conan fully claims that that's his actual personality, I don't know. If that's his actual personality, has anyone checked him for parts? Like, is he a robot or something?
I mean, we've come a long way since GeoCities and.
Jennifer. Oh my god, GeoCities. Get some Angel Fire websites going on.
Angel Fire, yeah, Conan site 101, probably part of the Jim Carrey fan site.
Oh my god.
Similar kind of flexibility. And when they had him as the bear, Park, you know which one.
God, the bear. Triumph got really big and ended up coming up to Canada.
And then he and Jack
McBear. Used to hang out with Ed the Sock.
Ed the Sock, and then Abe Lincoln, and
Abe Lincoln.
There's so many other ones. This is like they...
in the year 2000 was one of my favorite sessions.
Which
that
was the
Halloween episode, one of his last episodes with Will Arnett, and their skeletons throughout the whole genius. You're a genius.
The Comic Con ones. Aisha Tyler does a segment. He does a lightsaber battle with Evil Empress Christian Schaal and Seth Green as a Jedi.
I love Christian Schaal. We should put him on The Mandalorian. Can we have Conan on The Mandalorian?
I mean, they did a fucking Star Wars skit. Why not? You know,
right? Somebody get him a cameo in the movie. He can be a talk show host for space.
Robot Chicken, no less. When they had him as like the voice of the Emperor, it was like great. Making fun of the Robert Smigel like talking photos. You know. Skit. It's like, jeez.
So good. So many good ones.
And anytime they've ever talked about it, they've noted any other comedian they hung out with basically just like they would pretty much like mentor perfect other comedians in the works. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, who else opens up their TBS show getting, you know, shotgun and machine gun by Godfather parody people.
Just Coco. Just Captain Coco. He needs to do another one with, I wonder if he still has that rubberized suit that he had made. Did he ever decide who his arch villain was going to be?
You mean, I'm pretty sure it's NBC stuff.
I mean, it should be NBC. NBC
it should always be NBC.
I mean, everyone should be worried about NBC.
Shame on Lorne Michaels for not fighting hard enough. Like, dude, this is what, if you didn't have SNL, you wouldn't be able to afford losing this.
Literally, I don't know. I just feel like Lorne was probably stuck. It was the president's NBC. Lorne didn't have a say.
Yeah, I love but you can still bitch slap him and say, hey, what are you thinking right now? Who watches Jay Leno?
Who watches Jay Leno?
Who gives a shit about Jay Leno?
Where's Jay Leno now? That should be another show. That should be a skit.
Racing cars? Where's no, Jay thank Leno? You. Yeah.
No one knows. Nobody cares.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
All I remember is watching the Conan O'Brien Can't Stop documentary, and Andy's just sitting on the couch and they're talking about what happened between him and Jay Leno. And all you hear is Andy going, eh, nah, making fun of Jay Leno's laugh the whole time. On the
yes,
couch.
He is. I couldn't believe he went there. Oh, man.
I guess he didn't get slapped with any defamation laws or anything.
I mean, it's technically still the equivalent of a comedy roast. It's just he's not there. So.
Yeah, I guess that would be part of the. Oh, my God. What is that?
Kind of like how everyone hates Steven Seagal and he's. We don't see him giving bad in the night.
Oh, Steve. Jason, too. What happened? Why, guys? Why? Why do you got to ruin a good thing by being a shitty person?
Yeah. Dave Chappelle, man. Wow, why'd you have to be a dick?
Yeah,
poor Dave Chappelle. He had some hysterical skits on Conan.
He was so funny. For the longest time. And then everything that happened, and then the last Netflix special, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no, and same thing with Neil Brennan, his head writer was like in some, like, sex offender lawsuit. It's like, Jesus, guys, can you just, like, stop being assholes for, like, let's go
home. Can I not have any more people I think are good people ruined for me?
Yeah, I mean, there's even a guy on like the Muppet Show who did like some bits for that in Monty Python, and like his episode that he's featured prominently in is like one of the few episodes not on Disney Plus for them.
Oh no, I had no idea about that one.
Yeah, I forget his name, but like he, long story short, he was a creep. Like, makes Don Lemon look like a saint, but makes Tucker Carlson look sane. I can't believe I said that.
Be able to make that man look like a saint.
Yeah, if you can make any other awful person look insane, that's the what. But I mean,
you made some bad decisions in your life. That is for sure.
Yeah, so many of these pigs. I don't know how they stay engaged. But what's your favorite bit where they go out to the audience?
My gosh.
I loved how you were citing so many key moments with Amy Poehler, and it's like those are always fun to spot.
Those are
early
hilarious.
Groundlings and Upright Citizens Brigade.
The Kudrow. Oh my god.
Kudrow, yes. Any of her interviews have always been fun because she basically starts asking Conan every question and he just stops asking questions.
Just that's the interviewer becomes the interviewee.
Yeah, he's like, I respect you too much to make fun of you.
He never likes talking about himself. I always find that funny. It's like pulling teeth. Like he has to be really comfortable with the guest and like has to know the guest on like a personal level before he actually like starts talking about like his parents or his mom and dad. Or I wonder what trauma he has because he keeps talking about trauma. He's like, trauma of being a comedian.
I don't think he was molested or anything, but I do think he probably had. He probably
pretty absent.
I mean, I'm sure someone put a ruler on his hand after all, saying "Stop talking, Mr. O'Brien. We are doing mathematics and calculus." Yeah, but I'm sure.
He's in the background singing, but not be over. You belong to me, Wody Wody.
Yeah, I don't think he was a Richard Belzer type who got thrown out of every school, but I do think he was probably a Mike Myers where he was a smart ass and then said, okay, that's not the deal. I'm tired of having my parents yell at me.
Right? We do love our Mike Myers up here. We do indeed. We also love our.
I'm a fan, but I just hate how crappy he's treated every director he's worked with.
He is. He can be a bit of a drama queen. That is for sure.
Good lord, man. Penelope had a bigger career than you.
Him and Dana stopped being friends for 20, 30 years after the Wayans Brothers movies, and they've just recently reconciled.
Did you just seriously call them Wayans Brothers?
Oh, the Wayne's World movie.
Wayne's World, man. Conan should have totally been Garth or Wayne.
That would have been hilarious. I don't know. I still wish it would have been Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey movie of the...
It would have been the UHF SNL movies.
We'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan, we're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Like, it wouldn't have made any attention at the time, and I still am guffawing how he doesn't remember doing that. Have you seen Weird Al's new mockumentary of his life?
I have not watched it yet.
So Conan's cameo as Andy Warhol, where he's just...
I saw the pictures when it came out when they were filming, and I was like, he looks ridiculous. This is perfect.
I mean, Warhol is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. When does he not look ridiculous?
But yeah, he didn't remember doing it because it was so quick. He did have the best line. He's like, oh, yeah, this weird guy. We'll get us 15 minutes.
I'm like, oh no.
And the other actor from The Lonely Island playing Pee Wee Herman, that was perfect too. But yeah, anytime he's had Paul Rubens on, it's just gone so weird. And
I had no idea he was actually that close with Paul Rubens, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Basically anyone in the Groundlings or Upright Citizens Brigade is cool with them, or their dream job is to at least be on their show. but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you know, NBC will never work with him again, unfortunately. But I mean, I could even see other networks wanting to pick him up. But I think he's also at the point where, you know, he just loves doing whatever and messing with even the censors every once in a while. Like, remember when they had their first TVMA episode, Mature Audience? They were showing the Red Band trailer for Deadpool, and then he just even took to Twitter. He's like, thanks a fucking lot, Deadpool.
He loves his Twitter.
He has actually known how to use it properly, because the other guys will just do just generic, here's a clip from tonight's episode, and it's like, he actually, it doesn't sound pre-scripted, pre-fed.
I think he actually had access to his account instead of having like an intern or somebody post stuff for him. Like,
yeah,
over the years,
I don't think he wants to risk it, even with fans. He knows it'll be phony. And I mean, even before when he got on here, he said, I want to do kind of more like, I do want to do kind of my own version of Pee-wee's Playhouse, a puppet show. And I mean, having the guys from Kids in the Hall help him out to start off, I think helps him just be comfortable with being there.
I love the guys from Kids in the Hall.
So there you go. Conan could be on the new show
pretty often.
Right? We find ourselves quoting it.
I live in downtown Toronto, and the place that they started, the club that they started at, is just around the corner from me on Queen West. And apparently Bruce McCullough is there all the time with Scott. And I'm like, I need to go down. I need to just and see if Scott and Bruce are there. Or Mark. I'd love to meet Mark McKinney. I'd love to meet any of them. Kevin, Mark, Scott.
Scott would be great.
Bruce. Man. Other Kevin.
Yeah.
Mr. Foley himself. I grew up with all of those guys all the time. And then the new Amazon series. Have you watched the new Kids in the Hall Amazon series?
Oh, totally. It was so much fun, especially when they're like, Amazon's putting us back in the box.
Yeah, why are they sailing us up? I guess it's over.
my mother lost it during the baby scene.
The final series. Sorry?
My mother lost it during the baby tossing scene. And it's just so funny because it's like they're a special kind of comedy. And this is so wild how is like they can get away with some kind of off-color stuff like that without, again, like dividing people or making them get pissed off.
Yeah, and then Eddie Izzard did a cameo on the new season too, and mm-hmm. I was dying. I was like, oh my god,
didn't expect it at all. I was just like, no. what?
The amount of people that are actually huge fans of that troupe floored me, because I thought they were so underground for the longest time. Like, they were just a Canadian thing. I was just like, they never made it out of Canada, but they're super famous here.
Anyone who said they were a thing was doing it to get attention is like, nope, they're legit. And they did
actually very famous.
That they mentioned it, and it's like, they would have thought they'd be big in Britain. They're actually kind of like big in stuff places like Brazil, and it's like, really?
Yeah.
I don't get that. No rights issue or anything. Why are we bigger here versus there?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I thought they'd be bigger in England too, because when I went over there, I was like, oh yeah, Kids in the Hall, and everyone's like,
same kind of getting carried away. But
comedy in England, like my experience with England, comedy in England has really died. Like, Monty Python was really the only big export that they've managed for comedy worldwide. After that, like Michael McIntyre, but he's local. I've never really seen him tour outside of the UK.
I think there's some ride shares issues. I wouldn't be surprised if Disney and others are being assholes.
Oh, 100%. Dylan Moran, I've seen a few times. He's absolutely lovely. I've had the pleasure of shaking his hand after a show.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, lovely human being. Who else have I seen? But I was like, oh, why aren't they more famous? Danny Boy's really funny. I've been to one of his shows.
Have you seen any of the IT Crowd guys? Or is that more of a...
I have not seen any of them, but I am a huge fan of them. I've actually met Matt Berry. He was actually filming, because they film What We Do in the Shadows in Toronto.
Yes.
So he came into my store.
I recognize his voice anytime I hear it. I'm always like, of course, it's Matt.
But he was shopping in my store, and he had really big headphones on, and I just didn't want to bug him because it was quite clear he didn't want
right.
to. So he kind of looked at me, and I kind of just did like the heart symbol, and he went, and I was like, okay, that's all I need. I'm not going to bug him. He knows I saw him, and I kind of wandered off after and gave him his space. So, but yeah, he seemed really nice. He just wandered. He bought a few things.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I can't mention the store that I work at. I'm not legally allowed to, but I am one of the managers.
That is
so
cool.
We get some celebrities in every now and then, which is really cool. They're filming Gotham Knights. They were filming the pilot here in Chicago, and I actually had the main actor, the director, and the costume designer came into my store for clothing, so I got to spend some time with him. And the main producer was also the producer of Gotham. So I got to pick his brain for about 20-30 minutes about Gotham and like the show and everything, which was really fun. So
there you go.
That's it. That's all I got for celebrity encounters.
Hey, you know, that's just it too. I mean, that's, yeah, you like it when it's just all casual. It's like, here, here's your lunch. You don't have to do anything else, you know.
I have these pants in a 31. So what is filming Gotham like? How did you come up with the concept to change the Riddler and the Penguin so much?
There you go. What just kept you going? What made you do any of this?
Literally. I feel like
why are you so fucking awesome?
Yeah, why are you awesome? Why did you come up with this and bring some of my favorite stories to life? Thank you.
Why are you so chill and everyone else is just too goddamn weird?
Yeah, why is everyone else crap? That's my question. Why?
I need attention, yeah.
Why are you a nice person and everyone else seems to be poo? I just don't...
Yeah, why is everyone else coming late and doing contracts they don't even want to do?
Yeah, why does no one put effort into this thing? No one cares anymore. I feel like
nobody
a lot of people
cares. Yeah.
Nobody knows. Just Will Arnett in my head going, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Oh no.
Arrested Development.
I'm still afraid of bees.
Are
not because I'm afraid
of bees?
Of bees, because I am, but because I'm afraid what he'll do with them.
Does anyone know the return policy on a pigeon?
I'm just trying to make sure my hook hand is ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a different character. Oh.
Nope. Yeah. But still one of the best. The whole show's great. And like the fact that Conan was such a prominent person in that show, and Andy was too, just killed. The amount of cameos, and it's all for his friends. Like, yeah, Will Arnett,
all one connected family.
Oh my god, the Murderville episode with Conan, and he's just, the little girl's crying over the person being ripped apart, and he's like, yes, they're dead, we can't put them back together, that's not how it works. He's like consoling her but telling her this person will never live again.
I do need to see that, actually. I've seen the clip.
Oh my gosh, watch it, the whole episode with Conan and him, and you can just tell because it's all like almost a one shot. They really try to go through and not break character, and Conan's the only person being himself. And everyone else has lines and like.
I mean, I've seen his clip where he's stuffing his face, mm-hmm. and being an asshole. But yeah.
Oh, because okay, there's a hot sauce joke to that. It's really, but you can just tell Conan's like trying so hard the whole time to get Will to break. The whole episode is him just screwing with Will Arnett, and you can see Will's like turning away and trying to say his lines and looking away from Conan and covering his mouth all the time, and I'm just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
so the show's really, really good. Will did a really good job with it.
If Will was on Our Flag Means Death, then Conan's got to do it too.
Exactly. Oh, that would be so much fun.
He's got to play a cool out weird all the other weirdos.
He would win. Conan would. I have full faith in that weirdo. That he would just go full blow. He'd start talking about little sleeping guy and doing voices and oh look, he's got a little nightcap on. Like why are you talking about your penis? Why does he talk about his penis so much? There are things I didn't want to know.
It's just easy.
It's just easy. What I'm talking about his penis having a like what he does at night. He needs a little nightcap. Oh, okay. Like what, like the voices.
He sounds like he's very lonely at night. But I liked how he...
Oh, you know his wife has her own room. You know. His penis is talking all the time. I want my own room. I'd be like, you can have a little sleeping guy to yourself tonight. I'm out. Ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I still need to watch the Kevin Nealon episode of him and Conan hiking, because I know Conan's just complaining the whole time. Like, you just...
I bet. And I'm pretty sure the whole skit on Andy Richter Controls the Universe where Conan plays an asshole like businessman who invites him and then abandons his own party, I'm pretty sure that might have been just some NBC or Lorne Michaels' act that they just recreated.
Oh, absolutely.
And they just added on the extra part of, but it'd be even funnier if it was on a private jet.
Oh my god. I haven't watched Andy Richter Controls the World in forever.
It's all on Daily Motion, all uncut. It's fun
Isn't watching it the. Actually? Yes. I will have to watch that later. Is YouTube it on Tubi?
It's not on Tubi, but I'm waiting for Paramount Plus to put it up there sometime.
Oh, see, I don't want to pay for another streaming service. This is getting out of control.
I love Paramount. I could do without, what's the other one that's too expensive?
NBC has Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock, yeah. I could live without.
You guys got Hulu. I don't have Hulu. I've been destroyed.
I mean, it's merged with Disney Plus, so I mean...
They're all Hulu. Is it getting merged with Disney Plus? Okay, that'll make me happy.
Yeah, basically, anything in Canada, like, you get what's offered only on Hulu through their Fox subsidiaries and all that, so any of their classic shows and hit movies.
Yeah, because it's on Hulu,
but Canada has it on Disney Plus, so...
We basically have a monopoly up here of a three big corporations who
Alliance own... Alliance Atlantis, buying everything, yeah.
It's ridiculous. We have Rogers, Bell, and TELUS. And there are three companies. And they own everything. Bell Media owns everything. Rogers Media owns everything. They have deals with HBO. So I can't even... HBO Max doesn't exist up here.
Jeez.
We have to purchase through Rogers another app called Crave, which has their programming mixed with HBO, but not all of it. And it's just...
Wow.
It's really... Yeah.
Too much gatekeeping, baby.
It's like, I might as well buy cable at this point. I don't want cable. It's cheaper somehow.
Somehow.
Somehow. All that matters is that Arrested Development got capped on Netflix, and that's what matters. That was my win this month.
Right?
The moment they announced that, I was like, oh, no, you're not. The fuck you are. Like, mm-mm.
Hell... You aren't taking it away.
I'm sorry. I'm swearing. Are we not allowed to swear on this podcast?
Fuck.
Ah, excellent. One of mine. Excellent, sir. Oh, my God. What else has been going on? I don't know. I hope that traveling show with Conan comes out soon. I'm excited.
What place do you think he'll revisit?
He better bring his butt up here. No. Okay. Straight up, Conan, if anyone on Conan's team ever watches this or listens to this, if Conan doesn't come back to Toronto soon, because he hasn't been up here since the Late Show, and he did the
allegedly.
Tour.
That I'm just tour kidding. Up here. He's too busy in South Korea with Steven Yeun.
He needs to stop making K-pop songs.
I mean, I would like to see him be on some other hit show where he plays like a terrorist suspect. That, I mean, because that's just rich. This is funny. How do you get to be on FADA?
Who lets him? Somebody, I'm sure he just says yes to everything. Like,
right.
His cameo in the Sharktopus movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how Roger Corman, I mean, that's how he got all those people on here. He offers you a free vacation and you bring your significant other along, and that's how he gets him. So that's what he did with Eric Roberts and all those guys. So I'm sure. Absolutely. Like
this, Japan Sharktopus was
4,
like,
okay. The Conanator or something. Yeah, just have him be like some giant monster, and they're, you know, if it can be anything like his bad
kaiju. We did a movie with Conan as a kaiju.
Conan as a kaiju, and then as a dual role as a mad scientist. I created him. Yeah, he's like,
oh my gosh.
And Andy Richter is the Dr. Frankenstein. There you go. Boom.
Is Sona Igor?
Sona is basically... She just needs to be a badass detective who saves people from being the bride or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Sona's trying to stop him. That's what it is. Conan was like the mad scientist Matt Gorley.
They could do like some other sci-fi horror parodies in there. They could do like, I don't know, like the Gremlin episode of the Twilight Zone. They could do like a
Conan on the plane outside the window.
Conan on the plane, yes. They could they could do a funny version of Hereditary.
That would be great.
Which wouldn't be hard to do because there's already some unintentionally funny moments.
We should recast Conan in the Split movie.
There you go. On that they should have done that when it came out at the time. Like
that would have been bald, the perfect
and bit. Tilda Swinton is playing his mirror version. Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful.
Conan should be Doctor Strange, and then he should just like, I don't know, look like Ash Williams or something. I don't know.
Well, oh my gosh, we should do that. Conan, there's so many opportunities for you.
I want him to be an action star. I really do hope he takes up Will Arnett's like offer to be the villain in Nobody Part 2. just go for it. Just go for it.
He needs to. He needs to, because he always plays himself. I've never actually seen him act.
Right.
He's always playing a version of himself. He's every late night talk show host and every late night talk show needed for every movie. It's always him and Jimmy.
Oh, totally. Did you hear how they're finally doing the Hans and Franz movie, but as a podcast?
No. Kevin going to take part?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Kevin and Dana? Okay, that's super exciting. Yep. Oh my god, I had no idea.
May 1st, 2023. I know, you're the connoisseur, and it's all good. I'll share.
And fly on the wall. Religiously listen to all three of these.
It's criminal. The movie never came out. And it was just like, why?
I'm so mad. Is Arnold gonna do it?
He better along the way. He's not doing anything.
Better. He better. And he's turned into like this sweet old Austrian grandpa.
Yeah.
He's feeding his donkey carrots and like.
Oh, totally. It's like, you can't make this up.
No, and he's doing a comedy movie right now with his daughter, isn't he? That's coming out.
I think, yeah, it's part of his spy TV show, which is kind of making fun of his True Lies persona. It's by the guys who worked on Jean-Claude Van Johnson, I think. So
So it's going to be ridiculous.
I mean, why
excellent.
Not?
Excellent. My cats are weird.
Yes. Sorry, before we began, we got some wacky cats.
Yes. Sorry, I have two versions and they're being.
Is Conan a cat or a dog guy?
He is a cat person, as far as I know. They have cats. I think he just likes, I myself just love animals. I wouldn't say I'm like one or the other. I live in an apartment, so a dog, I just don't really have the time to like take them out with working as much as I do. But I know he has cats. I think he has two cats, if I'm not mistaken. I do not remember their names, but I think he's always had cats. He seems like he'd be a cat person. Because cats are just mischievous and they cause trouble, and that seems up Conan's alley.
I mean, why would you want to watch a nice version of him unless someone else is misbehaving?
Exactly. He needs an accomplice. He needs someone to blame. If the cat does something, Conan's like, it was the cat that did it. No, sir, it was you. It was you. Why is the glass knocked on the floor with the water in it? It was the cat. No. Knocking glasses over out of just pure violence. He always chooses violence. Him attacking people all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the various adventures he's described of how he's like, he almost like choked John Krasinski out. That's amazing.
Like him like pretending to tackle people and going after Blaine, slamming people into like doors and stuff. How does no one, like that HR department must just be riddled with complaints.
I think I've always wondered that before. And I think with all the various prankings he's done and everything, I think it is kind of to that point, is like, he really does like let everyone know, hey, this isn't serious. You're not going to do anything with this after the fact. But it is funny hearing the various skits that they threw away. It's just they couldn't air it. It wasn't funny enough. And this is like, I mean, it's inevitable.
Unless You know what? Maybe the HR department is just Conan. It's just a separate email that goes to Conan and it doesn't.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it is. I think that's what it might be. Like,
I mean, you have to be really, really stupid to just not understand anything. Or maybe he's just too weird to where anyone who's going to cause trouble just says, fuck it, I'm out. He wouldn't believe me anyway.
He just hires people he knows he can get away with it. It's like a prerequisite for like
that working. That can be too, yeah. I mean,
you need to understand that you will have food slapped out of your hand at any given moment.
Oh, yeah.
You could very well
you will be the food. And it's okay because at 10 o'clock, we're going to film a scene where it looks like he's getting, I don't know, blown up.
And it makes everybody feel better. That's how the office blows.
I think that's just it too. He beats himself up without playing it safe or doing what every other talk show host has got in trouble with by taking credit for a joke. Like, usually he'll just be, he doesn't really pull a Bill Hader where he's laughing during it, but he will kind of do the whole, wow, I wonder who came up with that. And this is like, he kind of just makes fun of how he didn't do anything with this one.
How did this happen? It just showed up. Like, oh, okay. Bill Hader breaking is glorious.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what he's going to do now that Barry's ending. I'm like, I know he wants to direct movies and stuff. And I'm like, can you come back to comedy, please? We miss you. We miss Hader. Bring Hader back.
Yeah. Hater for president.
Yes, hater for president.
Let's go. Actually get along and he'll just be guffawing at just the stupid shit Marjorie Taylor Greene.
When he addresses the nation, it'll just be him dressed as Stefan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I am not good to know.
Yeah.
The economy, it's doing pretty good.
It's kind of shit, though.
Yeah, it's kind of garbage.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah. I'm working with the farmers right now.
They don't really like us and we don't really like them, but yeah, it's
okay. Had a call with Putin today. Like, could you imagine?
Oh yeah. So there you go. Conan's got a VVP or maybe Sona.
Oh my gosh, yes. Let's have Conan and Bill Hader as president and vice president trying to deal with Putin.
Oh, there you go. So is the chief of staff and Eddie Richter's, like, I don't know, secretary of the interior. I don't know.
Yes, yes. He should be the, like, head of security. He should be the secret
service. Oh, there you go. I'd see that. Yeah, secret service agent Richter. They do a parody of all these stupid movies they don't have time to watch, but they've heard of, and they just got the general gist of.
That'd be amazing. What would Gorley be? Mr. Gorley, what would you
do? Gorley would be the guy who's just always arguing with all the reporters, and Conan just always comes in and just clears the room. Hey, you don't need to be talking to him anymore. I'm here. He's just boring you before I get ready. Conan Whitehouse. He'd actually be pretty well behaved. Oh, there you go. And he's like a distant cousin of Dennis Leary, so Dennis can be, I don't know.
Oh my God, Dennis Leary, that'd be great. Dennis Leary could be the White House interpreter. Just in the background.
Speaking some kind of shit. I don't know. I'm only from Boston.
Yeah, get the Boston going. Conan
there
would
you go.
Into the dictator very quickly, though.
Yeah, there you go.
The evil United States run by Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, things are looking up.
I was going to say. If Conan was in charge as a dictator, things would be looking up. That would be amazing. Oh my God, what else has he been up to lately?
I mean, he like you say, he's mastered the podcast and the social media, unlike just, other people who just don't seem to be good about it, or they only do it in stages.
His career, I don't know if he just has like the right people working for him or if he's just on top of things and taking advantage of things, but he really, as a comedian from the 90s and coming forward now, he has been on top of all the changes. He's rolled with the punches.
I can't think of anyone who really absolutely hates him.
No. Like I think I find people sometimes like, oh, he's not my cup of tea, but that's fine. Like everyone has a different taste in humor, but I agreed. I don't think anyone's like, oh, I hate that guy.
Right.
Like, I've heard people say like, I'm not a fan of Kimmel. I'm not a fan of
I mean, everyone's got their haters. I mean, Fallon got to stop laughing at his jokes. Like, they're not funny. But yeah, him, like, even, like, people love even just the individual skits.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I only watched that segment of Jimmy or what have you. And it's like, yeah, no, they watched just about all his every other skit. Like,
I don't know. Like, how long has it been since they did a masturbating bear skit or a year 2000 or... They've done them around
07, 08, 09. Yeah, so I mean,
like the weird episodes and like since Triumph the Dog has been around, but I still know people that can quote those and like bring that up. Oh, Conan, oh, I love the masturbating bear. Oh, Conan, I love it. The year 2000. Like, he's still so associated with things he hasn't done in like 20 years.
I mean, it's second nature.
It's just, it's crazy to see like the evolution and the fact that like everything that he's done hasn't aged. Like it feels like it still feels just because it's so detached and so random.
It's just out there. You can brace for it. You don't have to be anyone in on it.
Yeah. You just can sit back and enjoy it because like he says it like quite often on the podcast, he doesn't want to date anything.
Yeah,
because he wants it to have that longevity. And I feel like he's really applied that to almost his whole career. Nothing of his is really like, obviously he still has some like political sketches and some things that have dated,
it's
but they were necessary at the time. But a lot of it really has just floated around the interweb and just survived and lasted and is still prevalent and still makes sense to watch today. And doesn't feel like it hasn't traveled with the change in social topic. It's still,
they don't have to ask permission for anybody or get annoyed by, oh my god, did you really just go there? You shut up. Oh man. But I mean, if anything, like I just hope they, like you say, they do more. How much would a Blu-ray remaster be?
Right, like, can we please have the old show remastered and released? Because that was part of his deal with NBC. Like I said earlier, he has all of his body of work from the very first pilot episode where John Leguizamo got called in to save his ass.
Yes, oh my god, definitely more of John. John is so underrated, and people just don't know how talented he is. And it's just like he's not. Yeah. Or they'll just watch a bad movies and he's like, he's not responsible for how bad the best
movies are. No. Like the Super Mario movie, the original one.
Oh yeah.
He will always be Luigi. I don't care. Dustin Hoffman will always be terrifying.
Bob Hoskins, but close enough. Yeah, it's all good.
Wait, who was it?
Bob Hoskins. Different actor from Hook.
That played Bowser?
Oh, that was Dennis Hoffman.
Dennis Hoffman. There we go. Okay. I thought it was Dennis. Terrified the bejesus out of me as a child. Sweet. Oh my god.
Got that a year later.
Oh, did not enjoy that. There's so many good episodes too. Who should I'm surprised he hasn't had Bill Hader back on the podcast. I mean, he had him for the live show, but I feel like Bill's not very comfortable in front of a live audience.
He's very, very busy.
Like the first episode with him on the podcast was hilarious. All the bits like, ahoy, 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 my area shall meet your area. Like just they're going on the whole, just bits. There was no interview. Dana too. He really hasn't had Dana back. It's very sad.
Dana Gould.
Carvey.
Oh yeah, well, because Carvey's has his own podcast with Spade, and he produces it for theirs.
They should do a crossover episode.
I mean, they did kind of. He introduced it on the first episode, but yeah, it would be cool to just do another one.
Who else?
Another one. There was another. How amazing would it be? Does he feel like a bit of a fantasy fan to you?
Conan?
Yeah, because it seems like he would do some stupid... I could see him doing a Captain Kirk or Highlander type journey.
Oh my gosh, that
should be on the Orville.
I was just about to say, him and Seth MacFarlane Let's go.
There you go, man. Putting
Marvel as a captain or an admiral or something ridiculous.
McFarlane's another one.
Oh, like, you know, McDonald.
Rest in peace, man. Just because. Okay. Can't.
I miss Norm. I go back and podcast. I so much. So much. And a lot of people don't know he was Canadian. We're very proud of him. He's from Quebec. He's a Canadian boy.
And the Ghostbusters guys there.
Yep. the Levies. So Eugene Levy, Dan Levy.
Yeah, there Catherine you go. O'Hara. Schitt's Creek reunion.
Oh my God. I love Schitt's Creek. And I'm so happy it's Canadian.
Right? Oh my God.
So like we don't put much out, but when we do, it's good.
Yeah, we got to date that South weekend. Park the movie reference where they got, you know, free healthcare, tax cuts, and X-Files filming location.
So many things. No, Toronto and like Vancouver and everywhere. Like The Last of Us was filmed in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. It's all Alberta. Alberta.
99%
Alberta
of
is a like zombie and flower place.
Got some mountains, and then there's some weird mushroom people. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend
anyone eat any mushrooms.
Yeah, they're kind of
unless
gross.
They're Conan, because then that's just funny.
I think Sona needs to spike Conan's tea one day or something. I feel
that karma is going
to
happen.
I feel like they need to have mall walking with Conan O'Brien on edibles. Someone. Gorley, take
some Delta 8 and CBD.
Get some droppers. Give them some
gummies.
And
applying gummies. It the wrong way. It's on the commode all day.
Maybe they should go to Disney, California. The special mall walking episode. Disney, California.
There you go. And he actually has to fight Darth Maul. And it's like, different mall.
This is the wrong mall. Trying to fight someone made of bricks.
Right, gnawing their face off and throwing Legos at the camera.
We should be Conan writers. So,
yes. Oh my God.
I would quit all of my day jobs.
I would say I can't lose. I will gladly get sick for Conan.
Yeah, I will pack up my life and I will move to California for you, sir. Cats and all. They can be on the podcast. They're noisy enough.
Right? Oh my God. Oh man. Would you vote? So we already agree that we would vote all of his staff for president. Can't be any worse.
I think that's a win-win-win-win-win.
Just have Jack Black be, I don't know, the designated survivor.
Oh my God. Jack Black and Jack White. Let's double up.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's get.
He hasn't done a musical segment in a while.
And he's friends with so many musicians, and he plays consistently.
He had Amy Mann on. I would like to actually see him like teach him how to do music or whatever he isn't good at. Just have him in a recording studio and just roast him. He's like, Conan, what the fuck?
What are you doing, sir?
Why are you doing this?
Elvis Costello, that episode was good too. I love it. That's when I never realized how talented Conan is in interviewing and also but music. I had no idea. Like all the songs and everything that he's written, like there's my Spotify has decided that I listen to Conan too much and has started suggesting songs that he's on. There's a whole George Harrison album of covers that was dedicated to George Harrison after he died. And Conan's has a song on it.
Does he really?
He does. It's crazy. I will send it to you after this. He full blown covers a whole song and dedicates it to George Harrison after he dies. I was floored. I was like, oh, and he sings on it and everything. And he's so talented.
I mean, it can be done. You don't have to be Bill Shatner where you're a comedian, but we're laughing at you for different reasons.
Right?
That would be cool.
And then
he's got a whole Sirius XM channel dedicated to him.
Oh my God, he's insane. I actually was debating on buying Sirius XM for him, and I was like,
I,
podcast.
I lucked out. My brother gave it to me as my Christmas gift, and I was like, "You never have to give me. You don't have to give me anything ever again." And he wanted to pay for it. I'm like, "No, no, I can't bankrupt you, my dude. You are paying for housing."
That is the sweetest gift.
It was the best gift ever. I was like, I don't think I've ever been happier. I just got the electronic channel playing all day, and occasionally go to do Howard Stern interviews on my days off.
That's amazing. I think I listened, like, you know how Spotify does the Spotify Wrapped every year?
Yes.
I listened to like,
you listened to X amount of hours.
600 hours of the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast. I couldn't believe, I mean, I could, because I play it and go back and replay my favorite episodes over and over and over again. I was, when that came out, it was right before the pandemic. It came out 2019, and I actually caught the very first episode the day it came out, and I used to work in a kitchen, so I was in the morning.
Great.
So and I used to listen to it every day in the mornings, and just since then, it's just gotten crazier and crazier. And then I was like, this man is a shit post. I need to shame him. So then I made the Facebook group, and I'm very picky about people that I let into the Facebook group. I'm sure you noticed the questions.
I can't blame you, because I'm just tired of people in Zambia trying to ask for my credit card number, or
amen.
Other assholes who want to share a debit card, you know, and it's like, what planet are you guys on?
Or the people trying to pretend they're Conan O'Brien, trying to like catfish people.
I'm sure it's there.
Oh, the stuff that I get, like, because I think it's just me and I have like two other mods, and some of the stuff that I get for the answers to the questions, I'm like, oh my god, that's not that's not even close. You're not a person.
You're right. Yeah.
Or you're gonna come in and rule 34 everything. Dirty, filthy people.
Filthy.
Disgusting.
He does that a lot too. You. How many times has he been slapped on camera? There's got to be like a counter.
Well, I think we need to make a compilation. How many times has Conan been slapped?
How many times has he said the wrong thing intentionally versus unintentionally and still been slapped? How many classrooms has he disrupted?
Sona, give it to Sona so she has a law case.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, Sona.
Yeah.
Sue Conan for all the abuse. Him playing with her stupid hair bun. He's a cat. He slaps things out of people's hands. He slaps people's hair. He's a cat.
He is a total cat. Conan's cat farm. I'd watch it.
There we go. I'd watch it. I would watch that. I think I'd watch anything at this point. I miss him on TV.
Oh, man. So this has been lovely having you on here. Where can people find the Conan O'Brien Needs a Shitpost group on Facebook?
Yeah, search it on Facebook. Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I should expand into the Instagram world. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Andy Richter needs a shitpost. I don't know.
Andy Richter isn't a shitpost. He's a walking shitpost, too. He's the sidekick of King Shitpost. He's Prince Shitpost.
What slims are you surprised he's gotten on here?
Oh, my God. Oh, Andy. This has been awesome. Thank you so much, Cam Ida Boss.
Anytime.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening.
It's a Jacked Up Review Show.